I have to give you an introduction because it'll be too heavy for you to handle if you don't get it. I'm going to go back to some things that I talked about to try to bring you before I tell you what we're going to do today. A few things I have to remind you of. I want you, this is a term, I'm trying to get it to you, an apostolic revelation. Just write that down, because it's a new flow, it's a deeper dimension. This would be an apostolic revelation for the body of Christ to position her in her right mode and to magnify the Father in every situation. Now, I've said that to you before, but I got to go back over it because I want you to know we have not been in our right mode.
Come on, sir.
And we have not magnified the Father as we should. Not that we didn't want to, but you have to have certain knowledge and certain understanding and certain wisdom for that to happen.
Yes.
All right? And shortage of the apostolic anointing in the body of Christ has caused us to be frozen in certain areas. And we go free.
Amen.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Amen.
We go free, all right? Now. I said to you, this revelation will make faith, hope, faith, mercy, and grace work at their fullness easy.
Come on, sir.
Hope, mercy, grace, faith work at their fullness easy. You have to have this revelation to have this insight. I know you remember this one. Many cases that have been in your life will receive verdicts of favor immediately. See, many things you've been praying about a long time. Today, by revelation, the verdict gonna come easily. You got it? Then I said to you, by this revelation, I opened it up further this morning. Places you have been trying to get will make themselves available suddenly, immediately, and straightway.
Yes,
oh, y'all gonna talk about a little better than this.
Yes,
this is too much for y'all to just. And today you say goodbye to all fear, worry, lack, and limitation forever. See now, it take revelation, it take anointing, it take understanding, it take wisdom for these things to manifest. Now, this is going to be a little strong for you, but this is what we're going to talk about. I am, I will, and I can. I am, I will, and I can. I am this nature of your identity. All right, Lord. Go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And I want you to write these words down. I must come to the understanding of dominion.
Yes, sir.
Dominion cannot be without understanding. I must come to the understanding of dominion. Dominion cannot be without understanding. Very important. Places that you have not dominated, you've been only trying to dominate them by prayer and scripture.
Yes, sir.
And you were not, the prayer and scripture could not dominate because you didn't have the understanding of your domination. of your dominion,
yes, sir,
of your authority.
Yes, sir.
So religion and regular have to be pushed out. Revelation has to step in,
yes,
to unfold who you really are.
Yes, sir.
And then when you talk the next time, you will talk forcefully,
yes,
not fearfully.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Talk to me.
Yes,
forcefully.
Yes,
and not fearfully.
Yes,
when you have an understanding that I have a right to dominate demonical power,
yes, sir,
and the kingdom of darkness cannot bluff me or cannot stop me, because my identity is I am that already. Any blessing that the Bible promised, oh, get ready for this. I am.
I am.
Wow. Wow.
You see what I'm saying? It's mine as I have it now. Now, for further revelation, we'll look at the scripture where it said, when the scripture come to you, have not I call you God? Huh? Actually, in looking at it closer, that word God is talking about a magistrate, somebody high up in authority, somebody who says something that got to happen, that word God, the little G. But it also, now watch this, also making reference to or giving insight to it, this fact, and all of us can identify it. I am, genetically, when he says son, he's talking about men and women. Okay. But he whom the word of God come, two, they have the right to say, I am a son of God. Your sonship make you a God. Because you connect it to the source, you connect it to the supply, and the source and the supply belong to you. So your sonship make you a God in the earth's realm.
Yes,
you have the ability to call things that be not,
yes,
as though they were. You got the ability to say, verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say,
yes,
to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things what he said,
yes,
shall, because you're a God.
Yes,
but as many as receive him,
yes,
turn to John 1:12.
Yes,
turn to John 1:12, we'll come out. Yes, turn to John 1:12. I want you to recognize your Godship, your sonship, and your heirship. You're an heir. But you being an heir is no good if you don't know your son. Now, what can happen if you don't know your son? You can be a prodigal son. And you can be an ignorant son.
My Lord.
The other son was at home, but he wasn't a prodigal, but he was ignorant. Because
yes,
he didn't know what belonged to him.
Right.
See, our sonship is the thing that gives us the ability to manifest. Ain't nobody, it don't make no difference what nobody else say.
Come on now.
When you know, you just know.
That's it.
See, and your rights of sonship has to come out in the I am nature. Yes. Say, I am.
I am.
I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
See, powerful. And it's right. You see John 1:12, right?
Yes,
but as many as receive him, to them give he the right to become the son of God. You see that? Huh?
Yes.
All right, now, invalidated, go to Romans 8:14. Invalidated or validated in your life? Invalidated or validated? See. Am I wearing the name of a son, or am I living the life of a son? Write that down. Am I wearing the name of a son, or am I living the life of a son? You see what Romans 8:14 said? What it said? Well, I thought he said in John 1:12. Go back to John 1:12. But as many as receive him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God, right?
Yes.
Come on, y'all, talk to me up in here.
Yes.
All right, I got the power. I got the power. I received him. I got the power to become a son of God, but I still don't have no manifestation. Go back to Romans 8:14. You have no right to be an heir with no manifestation. You have no right to be an heir of God and live a regular life. What's happening to them? Go to Galatians chapter 4 now. Just follow me. I'm going to jump and run.
Yes, sir.
As the Spirit leads. Now, we got the two. You got John 1:12, right?
Yes, sir.
You got Romans 8:14, right?
Yes, sir.
To manifest as a son of God, or to manifest my I am nature, the Holy Spirit going to have to lead me in new territory.
Yes, sir.
Got it? It's not automatic, because see, I'm a Christian, I've been baptized. That don't mean nothing.
No.
James chapter 5, verse 14, that don't mean nothing if you don't know the reality of it.
Yes, sir.
Satan don't mind you quoting the scripture.
Right.
He quoted them with you.
Yeah.
Now, Galatians tell us why our I am-ness has not been flowing as it should. In Galatians chapter 4, you there? Just want to read a few verses. I'm trying to get somewhere, but I have to get you here now to understand what's been happening to us in the body of Christ. I have a lot of things to say today. I'm sorry I took Kenny Copeland, I give Kenny Copeland my clock, because now I'm going to have to eat my word, because a prophet, an apostle, don't supposed to have no clock. Man, when revelation starts flowing, I'll stay here all day. But you don't know that. You got to know the importance of it. You see, schedule change when God go to talking. And man, I said, my dad was ministering. I didn't care if he ministered all night, as long as he's in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? But if you come here to pay your duty, 1 minute pass out. Your stomach get upset. All kind of things go to happen. 1 minute passed out. But you know what? I do not care. So I'm going to stay till I get through. I'm here for you. Galatians 4. We're talking about that I am, I can, and I will. And we're talking about that's our God identity. You say you're created in his image, his likeness. He said to Moses, tell him, I am that I am. I am Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. See? I'm Jehovah Nissi. I'm a banner over your head. I'm Jehovah Shalom. I am peace. You see, I'm Jehovah Tzidkenu. I am righteousness. So all those names is telling you who you are. I'm Jehovah Rapha. I am healed. I am Jehovah Shammah. I'm with you everywhere you go. I'm present. When it looked like things are not going right, I'm still with you. Matter of fact, I'm about to do something else for you. In Galatians 4, it will reveal to you why most Christians are not living in their I am identity, image, likeness, watch the next word now, blessings. Blessing. They're not living fully in it. The church live just like, at large, live just like people who are not church. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Your ugly cousin just cuss and drink, and he doing better than you, just riding around. Say, hey, how y'all doing? Y'all poor church mouse. Them days over. Amen. Tell somebody, them days over. Amen. Now, look in Galatians chapter 4. Look in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. I have to go here because we're moving on the maturity side. What I say?
Moving on the maturity side.
Now, if I say something and you don't repeat, I'm looking at everybody, I'm coming to your room. Because we're not going to wait. You're not going to waste my time in here. You're not going to ignore me. You're not going to sit here and do like you want to do. You're in the house of the Lord. If I say something, you need to say it.
Yes.
If you don't say it, me and you got to get together today. Because I'm here to help you, bless you. I want you blessed. How many of y'all ready for your blessing?
Yes.
How many of y'all ready to be a blessing?
Yes.
All right, so here it is. Pay attention. Galatians 4:1. Now I said that the who?
Heir.
Underline that, heir. You're an heir. See, your sonship means that you have certain things that belong to you that is not, listen to me very carefully. Oh my God, is not on a normal level. There are certain things belong to you that they are not on a normal 5 days a week level. Or how you doing level. It's beyond that. Because your anointing enable you, give you a divine ability to call things that be not as though they were, and they are. That's who you are. But it's not by emotion. It's not by jumping around, singing. That's part of getting you ready for it. When they're singing over what you're going to do.
Right.
All right. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a what?
Child.
Underline child. Say child.
Child.
Some of y'all pronounce it so proper. Child. I didn't say child, I mean, you know, it's just child. I heard some accent, child. Don't be so proud of it right now. Don't be so proud of your pronunciation right now. Because I'm trying to move you from there. We're only there temporarily. Because heirship and childship don't mix. I made a word up. I don't know if it's a word called childship, but I just made it up. Heirship and childship don't work because you can't get your heirship as long as you're in childship. Your childship, being childish, is choking your inheritance. And you about to get up out of here. By revelation, you about to receive things you couldn't receive before. You about to mature to receive. You hear me?
Yes,
I do. See, mature in the spirit world, you got to have maturity to receive. You can't receive not immature. Because the blessings are so strong, a child can't handle it. Lack of revelation in the church have kept us childish. But our day has come to grow and receive our inheritance. And you know, once you start receiving your inheritance, people don't understand. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differ nothing. What? different nothing from a non-church goer. Look what it said at the end of this voice. Loud, I want everybody to say what the end of this voice said. I'm going to come over there and get you, girl. Come on, say it again now.
Though he be Lord of all.
So you just has been called by God's word. Lord. Come on, Kathy. Lord of all. Do you know how powerful it is, son? Lord of all. When you mature and when the revelation of sonship is real to you, every situation, every project, every attack, you are Lord of it all. Thank you, man, for standing. You are Lord of all. Thank you for standing, man. You are Lord of all. Thank you for standing, man. You are Lord of all. Thank you for standing, my brother. You are Lord of all. Thank you for the revelation. Like, you know, that could just come up. Like this is a shoebox. Thank you for standing, brother. You are Lord of all. That means whatever been worrying you, you just became Lord of it. By understanding the manifestation of your sonship will not take second position. By revelation of my sonship, of my I am nature, I am this day, no matter what come my way. No, not Jesus. Come on, man. We're not. Jesus said, don't talk about me right now. You see how important this is?
Yes, sir.
To understand, we've been going to church too much.
Come on.
And not going to Christ. May I give you a word?
Yes, sir.
Crisis can't stay where Christ is. Sit down. Write that down. If you got a crisis that is vexing you this morning, it means that a revelation God has given you is not in place to replace that crisis with Christ. The church knows so little about their I am-ness, about their image, about their identity with God. Likeness, ability, anointing. We are not actors. We got to quit acting like we are Christian. We the real star. Up in here, Denzel is not the star. Sonship is. Michael Jordan not the star in here. Sonship is. Donald Trump is not the star in here. Sonship is. Black Muslim not the star in here. Sonship is. Ku Klux Klan is not the star in here. Sonship is.
Hallelujah.
nothing will be held back from you another day in your life. You will have the handle. I am a son of God. When you got a handle on that, everything that had to bow at the name of Jesus will have to bow at your name.
I am
a son of God. You see it?
Yes.
All right, let me sit down and try to read through this, because I'm really supposed to be somewhere else, but then the Lord, you know, the Lord took me here because it's so important. But it's under tutors. I don't want to be under no tutor right now. And governors until the time appointed of the Father. Well, the time is appointed. Even so, we, when we were children, were in what? Under what? Oh, my goodness. Really, really, truly, we don't look no different. For so long a time. I've not been going to church 40 some years. We ain't look no different in the world. Matter of fact, sometimes the world look better. If I ain't know no better, I say, I'm going with y'all. I'm crying and singing. I'll go with y'all. Y'all like y'all have more fun than we have. Wasn't right, but, you know, it looked like it. Look like it, I feel the Holy Ghost. It looked like it. So no more bondage. And the world not going to choke us anymore. Right? But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, verse 6, God has sent forth the spirit of his son in your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more servant, but a son. And if a son, come on now. You see it? So lack of maturity is the thing that has robbed us in the aspect of praying overtime. Because we've been trying to make it all happen by prayer. And prayer is so important, you know. But yet, if you pray unaware, of your right to have it tonight. I'm just trying to give you something immediately, you know. If you're waiting and waiting and waiting, no, not all the time. Sometime it may have to readjust some things, but basically, is yours right now. Are you following me?
I am.
I will.
I can.
See, that's your sonship identity. Now, let me share some things with you here. You remember when we studied about being a partaker of the divine nature? Then 2 Peter, right? Just write 2 Peter down. I might not be able to get there. First 10 verses of 2 Peter. Then Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then it says the 21st verse, I will not frustrate the grace of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Ego, self.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Ego, self. Watch what I say now. Education, psychology, science, worldly wisdom, I want to deal with four strongholds right quick. And you got them in your life probably. Stronghold number one, hopelessness. Some cases make you seem like you don't have no hope. If you don't have no hope, you can't, faith can't work. So Jesus Christ is our hope. Not the crisis, not what you're going through, not what you see. Jesus is my hope. Say it. So in our sonship, we must not have the stronghold of hopelessness. Stronghold number two. Hopelessness. Guilt. Guilt. He tricked you, you made a mistake, now you're guilty. And you're guilty because you haven't got rid of it. Because once you get rid of it, you can't be guilty. Now, Romans 8:1-2 for that. There's no condemnation to them that who are in Christ Jesus. Now, notice, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then that second verse said, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Come on, stay with me. The other one, this, I'm going to go to the fourth one, come back to the third one. Third one I'm about to deal with. The fourth stronghold, I skipped number three. The fourth stronghold is insecurity. You should never be insecure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care what nobody else see. I don't care how you feel. You should never, with Christ in you, feel insecure. So I rebuke your insecurity today. As your man of God, in the name of Jesus, every insecurity you have in you today, I rebuke it out of your life today. You must function in divine assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. Glory divine. All insecurity in the name of Jesus. You must leave here today. Don't you get insecure because your husband haven't found you. It's not you, it's him. He's supposed to find you. You there already for him? With his blind, deaf, dumb self? You all victimize yourself. You all victimized. Don't be all victimized. Just keep yourself up. Keep praising God. There's a few of them God shut down because they wasn't the right one. Yeah. I can do bad by myself. Right. I called a man's wife this morning, sack out. I said, this is a pass. I'm going to sack you out. Let me get you straight here. Sure did. I got a right to sack out of my apostle. Sit down. So I want you to get yourself straight.
Yes, sir.
You ain't doing what you told me you were going to do.
Come on, sir.
You out of order.
Come on, sir.
Don't call me. You don't want me to talk to your wife sometime. You better call somebody else. I'm your daddy. You tell me I love you and all that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I come. Hey, they sitting right on the front row. Tell my divorce. Are y'all out your mind?
Come on, sir.
This ain't gonna happen.
Yes,
See the here now?
Yes, sir.
What? It's crazy.
It's
not going to happen.
No, sir.
Not on my watch.
No, sir.
I know this is meant to be together. Man, I know this is meant to be together. Shoot. Nobody else could talk to him. I had talked to him. The shepherd. And the lawyers and the counselors and the psychology people. You can't do that. They can't do what I do. I'm the only Negro can come up in your house and raise sand and get things straight. That's the way it's supposed to be. Ron and Denise know. If I need to go up, I'll go up in that red sand. Denise, what's the matter with you? She know it. He know it. God know it. That's why they do what's right. No, I ain't letting y'all go down. Luke 9:23, that fourth stronghold. Let me take care of it right quick. The biggest stronghold you have in your life is you. Self. Self is the biggest stronghold you have in your life, and you got to know how to handle that stronghold.
Come on, sir.
And you have to handle it every day. That same stronghold rise up in your life. Call S-E-L-F. How many know I'm telling the truth in here? If you didn't raise your hand, I'm coming to your room. You know the biggest problem you ever had in your life. Self. Self-will. Self-desire. Satan used self.
Yep.
Satan used selfishness.
Yep.
Satan used people who can't say they're sorry.
Yep.
People who can't admit I'm wrong.
Right.
I made the mistake. Will you forgive me?
Come on, sir.
People who always want to be right. You ain't right all the time. God darn it.
Yep.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and say I'm sorry.
Yep.
I talked to you wrong.
Yep.
I didn't handle that right.
Yep.
That ego rise up.
Yes,
that old nature rise up.
Yes.
Now listen to me, children. Sit down. I got to tell you something very important here. The power of the sin nature is still in you.
Yes, it is.
In your soul,
yep,
and in your body. The power of the sin nature is still, you're a Christian, but that power of the sin nature is still there. It's not as powerful as you are if you're where you're supposed to be. But if you're full of pride and arrogance and stubbornness and stupidity, the Holy Ghost can't talk to you. Because you think you're right when you're wrong. And that's just where Satan wants you at. Now you can't function in your sonship because you're in your self-ship. I'll give you three words right now before I read this. Salvation. Sanctification. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. Salvation, I'm saved. But sanctification is every day. I must keep myself in a sanctified position. I must keep myself set apart. And only one way to do that is my faith is lodged in the cross. That's the only thing. What he did.
What he did.
Every day.
Every day. Every day.
I must die to self and selfishness and what I want. See, some of y'all don't want to die. You'll never experience sonship if you don't recognize there are times you're going to have to repent and say, I'm sorry. Sometimes get on your knees.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Everybody won't be right all the time. You know we're not right all the time. Your apostle not right all the time. You're moving into full sonship right now. And I almost came on my mouth. You about to have so much fun. Where the devil been tricking you and fooling you at, you about to have some fun, baby. You're going to enjoy things. You're going to whip so many things now. I'm a son of God. And you know what you're talking about. There's a whole lot of things belong to me.
Yes.
And I will have them now, I receive. I will have them now.
Yes,
now look at Luke 9:23. Sit down. I'm going to close in a minute.
Take your time.
Yes, after the hour.
Come on, sir.
Y'all getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You sense a shifting?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
You know why? Your gift about to function more. Everybody in here, listen to me.
Yes,
everybody in here have a sweet gift from God that the person next to you don't have. Your gift is unique, child. And your blueprint. We need every joint support. We need every joint supplying up in here so we can have it all.
Right, right. Yes,
not just part of it, all of it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yep. Come on, Dad.
My goodness.
My goodness.
My goodness.
My goodness.
Thank you.
Preach myself in a hole, boy. I sense people alive shifting.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We are in an atmosphere of a whole lot of receiving.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
We're in an atmosphere right now of a whole lot of receiving. Get the receiving.
Yes, sir.
What you've been trying to receive,
yes,
that you know is rightfully yours?
Yes,
healing,
yes,
finances,
yes,
debt cancellation,
yes,
happiness,
yes,
peace,
yes,
joy,
yes,
that all belongs to you. Get the receiving it right now. The revelation of your long life.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and receive it.
God,
oh, no, man. Whoa, my God. We're in an atmosphere of receiving, Leroy. An atmosphere of receiving. The Lord said, I'm releasing in this atmosphere things you've been trying to get to, things you've been trying to make happen, places you've been trying to go. Receive it now. Oh, my goodness. We're coming to an atmosphere of receiving. I never heard that before. I heard the Holy Ghost say we're in an atmosphere of receiving. Receive it now. Whatever you stand in, there's nothing he don't have. You got a habit you won't change? Receive it now. You got something need to be straightened out? Receive it now. Come here, bring your wife. Bring your wife with you. I'm going to lay a hand on y'all one time here now. Come here. Come here, because that's y'all so beautiful. Got so much. God got so much in store for y'all. God got, oh my. I'm seeing some of it. Look, I'm seeing some of it. God got so much store. See, back education up and let revelation flow. Love one another. I'm going to lay a hand on you, and I'm going to put creams of love on you. That y'all can, the chemistry, the pan and the hood got to leave and understand each other. Understand you don't have to think just alike. And be able to, be able to yield to a blessing. Don't let a blessing turn out to be a curse. There's a joy and a happiness about to come over you. I know both of y'all trust me. You know I don't play no game. You know that. But it's needful right now because you're such a beautiful couple. Look at me in the eye. Look at me in the eye. You're such a beautiful couple. The thing that I preached this morning went right in your heart. When I lay a hand on you, your marriage going to change. Your children going to change. Everything going to change. You believe I'm a man of God? Yeah, it is. There it is. Just let them lay there. Don't bother them. Let the Lord work on that marriage. You can't have your marriage. You can't have it. I know he tried to get it, but he can't have it. Shouldn't have never let you got here. He shouldn't have never let you got here. He can't have it. Come on, Bob. Can't have it. Can't have your marriage.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Glory.
Shh.
Receive. Is that we in a, come on, lift your hand. Receive. It's the atmosphere of receiving. Receive, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Receive. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank you. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. I don't know, Lord. You know, I've been preaching a while, you know. This morning, you know, how long I've been preaching, son?
50 minutes.
Huh?
50 minutes.
Yeah. Man, I can't minister to all these people. I'm supposed to say something. But I can't minister to all these people. Lord, help me. If your marriage need help, come here. If your marriage need help, come here. You just stay back there if you want. Lift your hand. Receive it and take it home. I'm going to hold my Bible.
Yes, sir.
All right. Receive and take it home. Next time he touch you, the Lord gonna arrest him. Receive and take it home. Receive and take it home. Receive it and take it home. Whew. Receive it and take it home. Receive it, child. Receive it, child. Receive it, sir. Receive it.
Take
it
home. I receive it in the name.
Receive it and take it home. Receive it and take it home. Now, I've been ministered a long time, but I heard the Holy Spirit say this is an atmosphere of receiving. And so whatever you'll take, whatever you'll need or desire, we're not only dealing with needs here, we're dealing with desire, dream, changes that need to be made. Tired going through the same old, same old. I need something fresh. And we ain't talking about no fresh mess either. Talking about fresh, something fresh and refreshing. Receive. Fresh and refreshing. Oh, yes, sir. I'll receive. I was sitting in my, I got two sitting room off my bedroom. And I was sitting in the big sitting room off my bedroom. Wife got a real beautiful, beautiful curtain. I like to go back there and pray. And sometime I sat back there, hours ministering to the Lord and being ministered to by the Lord. And I received your seed, sir. And my young lady who worked for me says, there's a young man out there want to sow a seed. He want to know, am I available to sow the seed? I'd been in the room about 2 hours. And I said, no, I'm not seeing anybody right now. He had to give it to you. Now, the young man basically is a $20 sower. And she came back there with a roll of money, hundreds of dollars, and said, this is what he sent. See, God, if you take care of God's business, God, you're always on God's mind. I'm in the back room of my house. And yeah, hundreds of dollars come, and she put it in my hand. Now, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's gone. Huh? God will find you. Tell somebody next to you, God will find you. With your blessing. Stop looking so much and prepare yourself. Receive some. Tell three people that's blessing looking for you right now. Where he going to, Montreal? Where he at? Do the invitation. Leroy, you do after you do the offer. I receive. I receive. I receive. You got blessed? Man. I receive. I receive your seed. there is a spirit of liberty that have, for lack of a better word, floated in this place. I sense it. Ooh, my. Ooh. I can't hardly handle it. I receive. I receive. Y'all receive it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all thankful?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I receive some.
What a presence.
You watching by television. That same anointing that's on this house is on you, on your churches, on your houses, wherever you are. I know there are a group listening to me every Sunday because y'all are always sending and sowing in the ministry. Receive. You couples that are out there that can't be in here, I lay hands on your marriages and that peace can come to your marriages and that y'all can receive this love from God. You single people out there, just like these can have hand lay on them, I stretch my hand towards your set right now and say the same power that was placed upon these in this house is placed on you right now. Let me hear from you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive, ma'am. I receive. I receive. I receive, son. I receive. I receive. I receive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all know something happened in here?
Yes.
How many of y'all know that you will not depart the same way you came?
Yes.